We're not live, but
well, we kind of are.
Yeah.
Hi.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. I'm Caitlin.
I'm Sam.
And welcome to The Sinister and the Sickening. Woo. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Tired. Two days off the row is like, does well for me, I think.
Yeah. No kidding.
We're recording on family day, so instead of hanging out with our families, we're hanging out with each other.
Just kidding.
Yeah, things are good.
Yeah.
Yee.
Woohoo.
Ooh, anything. What'd you do for Valentine's Day?
I actually had a nail appointment on Valentine's
Day. Oh, fun. I like them. I like that color, actually. I was going to say.
Thank you. Yeah. I always mermaids. Do like chrome. Yes. Yeah. It's fun.
Yeah.
And it's easy.
Yeah. I like I'm doing like the matte.
Oh, yeah.
But
I always scratch it.
Oh, really? I love.
I fuck it up.
I deal with a lot of like saran wrap, so it always sticks. So with a matte, it doesn't. But I think I'm allergic to like gel polish.
Oh,
like you should see like how fucked up my fingers are. Like it's cracked and dried and.
Oh, they don't really look that fucked up, but.
Oh, they whatever. Hurt. They hurt.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah. I love getting my nails done, but I think I'll just get like my eyelashes did or something.
Yeah. That's good too.
Excuse me.
But yeah, so I had a nail appointment.
Fun.
And then we postponed till Friday, but then shit happened and Parker actually got sick.
Oh, yeah.
So we just kind of had a night in, which was good.
No, which is nice too.
I actually kind of prefer it that way.
Yeah.
And then, because we were supposed to go to the hockey game, that's what I wanted to do. We were going to get dinner and then go to the hockey game on Friday.
Okay.
But we're going to go today instead.
Well, what time is that, by the way?
It's at 3.
Oh, okay. We got lots of time.
Yeah.
Okay. Sweet. Because that's a good one. That's like a huge 50-50 and stuff like that, right?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Sweet. We had my stepdaughter, and so we had a big steak dinner.
Ooh, yummy.
Which is good. And we did judo together and stuff like that.
Nice.
And then I think we just hung out. Nothing too crazy. Yeah. Like last year, I don't remember what we did last year, but and then she decided, not decided, but at 4 a.m. Puke it all up.
Oh no.
Yeah, I think she, I don't know if she had like a bug, like they both did. It was weird.
Maybe.
I haven't gotten anything, knock on wood, but I think she may have overate, and I think she ate a lot of chocolate throughout the day.
Oh, that'll do it.
She's grade 4, right? So Valentine's and stuff. So I think she, her stomach wasn't agreeing and puked it all up. Cause she's like, I don't feel sick. And then we just kept her home, and then she was still sick on Friday. And then Ray was sick Thursday night.
Ugh.
And I haven't gotten anything yet. So.
Me neither. Oh,
thank God.
I've been like a little sniffly, but I've been like that for like 2 weeks.
So. Yeah. It's the weather too. It's cold, hot, cold. Yeah. And then yesterday was a busy day for us. We went to a friend's house, skate and sledding, like I said earlier, with everybody, with a whole bunch of people, met some new people. And the kids played, and then we went on a double date. So
fun.
The besties went out. So my friend Ashley and her husband Aaron, and then me and Ray, we went to a nice little pub.
Sweet.
It was good. I ate way too much, so it was nice. Had a couple drinks, and we hung out, watched TV, and nothing crazy.
That sounds nice.
Yeah, it's nice. I liked usually like Sundays are like my only day off, so I don't like to do too much.
Mm-hmm.
But it was nice just to do a bunch of stuff, and then today we're just chilling.
Yeah,
so it's just cool. Good. And recording. So yeah, I actually finished my notes this morning.
Oh yeah,
because this is a huge episode. I think I feel like, ugh. So I like worked on this like Thursday, Friday. Yeah, I worked on this all week. Which is good. So
I didn't go too in depth because if I did, this would have taken forever.
Yeah.
So I am just brushing the little bitty surface.
Yeah, fucked up. Okay, so we are doing an episode on cults today.
Yes.
Yeah. I liked actually our last episode. You guys hasn't been released yet, but we just had like a general conversation, which was really nice.
Yeah.
So I did a little bit more research on this. I don't want to use the word I love cults because like that's probably not a good thing, but I like learning
up their interest
about them because they're so interesting and there's so fucking many. Like it's insane. It's insane.
Yeah.
I have been watching Twin Flames.
Yeah, right. I have no idea what that is.
It makes me so, my blood fucking boils when I watch. It's only three or four episodes, and my blood is like boiling because this leader of this cult, they're fucking insane. Like, he's such a gaslighting piece of shit.
Ugh.
And it's just like...
They all
are. I mean, they all are, but he's like just because it's still happening now, like it's ongoing.
Yeah.
And you can't, the government can't do a lot to shut down cults.
No.
Especially if they're not destructive cults, which we'll get into that.
Yeah.
That one is kind of destructive. It's kind of, it's all fucked up. Anyway,
destructive in like a legal kind of way.
Yeah, it is. You should watch it. It's fucked up. And then there was the Mother of the God. Mother of God? Mother of the God?
Yeah, I looked up like a list of like popular
there's cults. Ton.
I know like a little bit about a few here and there. Like I obviously hear about them.
Yeah.
But like the one I chose for today is a Canadian one.
Yes, same with mine.
Sticking with that.
Yeah.
I did see there was a... I'm just reading off of this list here, but I remember seeing a documentary on Disney Plus, maybe. Maybe it was Netflix on the Nexium.
Nexium, yeah. Yeah, that one. Yeah.
I don't know much about that. I was going to watch it. And then, as per usual, I just go back and watch the same show over and over and over. So do we.
Bob's Burgers is on replay all the time.
Do you like Bob's Burgers?
Oh, my God. Dude, we love Bob's Burgers.
I would die for Bob's Burgers.
I know. And we just got into Letterkenny.
Oh,
It's pretty fucking
I've
good.
I've seen some episodes because Parker and his friends would watch it sometimes.
Yeah.
It's, like, it makes me giggle, but it's not, like, my favorite.
I wouldn't... I get
entertaining
that.
Here
it's
and
entertaining
there.
Yeah. And we quote it quite often now.
Yeah.
We go like pitter patter and like how are you now. But it's pretty clever and I love that it's Canadian.
Yes.
But it's pretty clever, so I like it. So So when I first started getting into like true crime and paranormal, I actually listened to a podcast about Nexium.
Yeah.
And one of the people that have left, a family that had left.
Right.
And I can't remember her name for the life of me, but it was really good because she actually, there's like an interviewer and then she is there and she talks about it.
Yeah.
And it's fucking crazy because the location of where Nexium was in Vancouver, I used to walk past it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
One of their headquarters or whatever. I used to walk past it in Vancouver on George Street, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
Like, I'm pretty sure I can picture the building in my mind.
Yeah.
It's fucked.
And there's the Scientology place. Where is that in Vancouver?
I don't know.
I feel like I walk by it all the time when I'm there.
Yeah.
Accidentally.
Yeah.
Because we'll be like shopping and then like, what the fuck?
That's the thing about like that kind of cults is like they're like hidden in plain view.
Yeah.
The Nexium is fucked up and it's like,
it's crazy. I don't know a whole lot about them.
Crazy.
Obviously, like most people know like the Manson family.
Yeah.
And like,
I just heard that one and I was like, they were a cult? I just thought they were just like,
fucked up
druggy hippies, but maybe I think deep down I knew they were cult, but I just heard it on the podcast cults because I was like, ooh, yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah. And then like the People's Temple or whatever.
Yes.
That one's
we talked about conspiracy theories last year and they do dip into the Freemasonry saying that's a cult as well. Right. So like it's
totally.
They can kind of like intertwine. What was I gonna say? We're going to talk. So I have, there's like the sun is like shining on my eyelashes and I have like mascara from last night. And I'm like, oh, that's shit in my eye.
Jeez.
So I like did some research on like what cults are and blah, blah, blah. And what kind we have. What kind of research? I should ask you earlier, but what did you come up with? Or did you just have a list of cults? Because I didn't come up with a list of cults. I came up with a few from Canadian, but like nothing.
Oh, I just did a little bit of research on one of them again that I cannot fully like dive into.
Oh, it's
because it's crazy. But then I just kind of looked up like a list of of some like the craziest ones.
Okay,
supposedly according to Cosmopolitan.
Oh, that's funny. Okay, well I'll go first and I'll talk a little bit about like cults. So I like I was saying like I don't love them obviously, but I like learning about them because they're interesting. Like the psychology,
the dynamic is very interesting.
And the crazy thing is like. You're like, holy shit, you're in a fucking cult.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, it's crazy.
You know what, like, really got me thinking, like, oh, you know what? It's got to be a lot easier to get into it than, because, you know, in our minds, we're like, who the fuck is stupid enough?
Right?
Right? But then I was watching a few years ago or whatever, Midsommar.
Yeah,
and I was
okay,
okay, you know what? Because at first you're like, oh, good for her. But then you're like, wait a minute, not good for her. Like now she's part of this cult.
I've never seen it. I read it. I read the synopsis though, but I know what you mean. Yeah.
Yeah. Because she, like, her family dies. She goes there with her boyfriend who I can't remember if he had just broken up with her or if he was like breaking up with her. I can't remember.
Oh, okay.
I think he broke up with her already, but she like still went on this trip
without him.
Because he had some college friends or whatever.
Yeah.
And one of them was like an exchange student from, I think it's Sweden. And he like invited them all back. And so I think he might have broken up with her and then she was kind of like friends with them. So the guy was like, oh, you know, come back with us for this Midsummer festival.
Oh, okay.
I think that's what happened. It's been a long time since I watched it, but, yeah. And then all that crazy shit happens or whatever. And then at the end, she like finds her place with these women.
Doesn't she become like the queen of the fucking,
like the May Queen or something like that. Yeah.
And like, so they kill the boyfriend too, right?
Yeah. They kill like everybody.
Yeah. They kill all the men, right? Or something?
Yeah. Yeah. Like, not all of the men, but the men that were brought there with them, yeah.
Yeah. That's fucked up, yeah.
So then I'm like, you know what? I guess, you know, people who are vulnerable, like, with grief or whatever, like, that's you don't realize it. You just think people are supporting you.
Yeah.
And you have something to believe in, and then, bam, cult.
Yeah, so I think that's how a lot of leaders do get their followers. That's how they attract their followers, is like, we're here for you, and you know, we're gonna provide for you, and just give away all your fucking fortune and give it to us, and then we'll help you get rid of your demons or you know, whatever the situation is. And it's like, it seems good, because like, I don't think I've ever been in one, but I understand, because like, I was gonna do like an MLM and it's not compared to MLM.
No, I know what you mean,
but like, you get the support,
you get roped into like these charismatic people's ideas, and
that is one of the main personality traits that a lot of cult leaders have, because they're charismatic.
Yeah.
And so like, and there's nothing, like, I'm not saying I wasn't a cult, but it was just like an MLM, and I didn't realize it was one because they were giving me so much support.
But they're kind of they're structured the exact same way.
Because
you've got the leader, those diehard people, and then you've got the followers, and it's exactly the same, like it's a pyramid.
There's also another documentary I want to watch, is about the was it the leggings? Fuck, what is it called?
Leggings.
Oh shit, what is it called? I can't remember what it's called, but it was this huge thing. I saw it on TikTok, and then it was like all these women were joining this leggings company. It's not Sweet Legs. It was another one in the US. And they get fucking swindled, and like people are throwing away thousands of dollars, like savings, to be part of this. And it's just like, damn. I'm like, anyways, that one's fucked up. Anyways, okay, so we'll stop rambling, because like, it's crazy. Like, I could listen to the cults podcast like all day.
Yeah.
Because it's just like, it's fucked up. And like, there's so much information, and they do so much research.
Yeah.
Like, I wish we had like a team behind us to like do all this research for us, so we don't sound like dum-dums. But I'm doing my best, and I tried to do my best. So we should probably say that we're not psychologists.
No.
We just did research, and we're just reading off what the internet says. And we did, you know, we cross-reference as much as we can. So yeah. Okay. So cults. The definition of cult is, it's very, ouch, I scratched myself. It's a controversial term to define, because there hasn't been a single agreed upon definition of what constitutes as a cult.
Mm-hmm.
So I've read my notes like three times. I'm just kind of nervous, because like, I don't want to fuck this up. So initially, it's a small group which is typically led by a charismatic and self-appointed leader who tightly controls its members, requiring unwavering devotion to a set of beliefs and practices which are considered defiant outside of the norms of society.
Mm-hmm.
I can't read my fucking computer. I'm so blind. A lot of people think that cults are religion that differs from the mainstream or the religion that claims to be a part of. So it undermines and contradicts their religion. So there's like the cult of Christianity, and then it's like kind of like springs off, but it's like, it doesn't follow like the Bible.
I see what you mean.
If that makes sense.
Yep.
So most cults are inspired by religions like Christianity, Buddhism, Judaism, Taoism, Islam, etc. So they take it and then they run with it. Yeah, essentially,
that's
right?
Exactly what happens with my story.
I'm not bleeding, am I? I like scratched it really hard. No. Okay, good. So scholars and experts use the term NRM, which means New Religion Movement. Mm. So it's NRM isn't always a malevolent or dangerous. It's just defined by its unusual religious, spiritual, or philosophical beliefs and rituals, or its common interest in a particular person or object or goal. So in this sense, we're probably going to use the word cult to just as like a general, because that's kind of like how we grew up with and stuff like that. It's not derogatory or anything like that. It's just like, it means that it's pretty similar. Cult and NRM is pretty similar. So from my understanding, they just mean like the same thing essentially. But I think cults has a more of a like scarier,
has a little bit more of a negative connotation
to it. Yeah. So in this sense, I think for us, for this podcast part, we'll just use the word cult. Unless it says otherwise. So not all cults are based off religion. And for instance, some are like cults of like diehard fans, singers, TV shows. Like some people say that like coffee is a cult.
To me, like, so, like I get that in like the like pop culture terminology or whatever, like, you know, you say something as a cult following or whatever, but I don't think of it the same way. Like to me, a cult like is something that has like a negative impact on people.
Yeah. I think so
too. To me personally, like,
because I think that's what we see in society and like on media is like these cults are so negative and so bad towards us. Right.
Yeah.
Whereas like, yeah, we have, you know, I don't know, Marvel has a cult following because I think that's just like a term of definition. Like,
because I mean, it is the same, you know, like people sometimes blindly follow like, you know, like Taylor Swift, right? Like people say like, oh, it's a cult, but it's like, you're not really negatively impacting anybody by being a fan of something.
Yeah.
You can, but that's not the group's purpose.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I don't
some people
think,
can be terrible.
But. Yeah, that's true. I don't think a lot of these leaders' purposes is to, I think in their own mind, they think that they're doing something right.
Yeah. Right? Well, and they crave that like power and control.
Exactly. I don't think they're
fucking crazy. Let's just leave it at that.
Most of them are. Fuck. I don't think that they set out to fuck people's lives up on purpose. I don't know.
I think a lot of them
go into being like, I need to control and I want to be like elite, like let's lead, let's control.
I just don't think that you could like feel that way and not realize this is going to destroy someone's life in the process.
I honestly think a lot of these leaders have mental health issues.
Totally.
That they don't realize that they're going to fuck things up. I honestly think that they go into it thinking that they're doing something right.
Yeah.
And then they end up in the moment, not accidentally, but you know, killing somebody or
to me, it's just themselves. Like, it's not an excuse.
No, 100% is not an excuse.
Yeah, I see what you mean.
But I think just from like the stories, like, they just want to control
the masses.
And then it's like, oh fuck, we killed somebody or they got carried away. I hope that makes sense. I'm really hoping we're recording it. I have to start over.
We are.
Okay. So, do you have any questions thus far?
No.
Okay. So the types of cults that there are, there's destructive cults, which is like the People's Temple, doomsday cults, like, Waco. There's political cults, polygamous cults like LDS, racist cults, and terrorist cults. Mm-hmm. Destructive cults are defined by when a group harms or kills themselves or others. So, like, sometimes doomsday and destructive cults kind of, like, intertwine.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, what would, like, Heaven's Gate be?
Heaven's Gate, which one was that? Was that the one where they...
The creepy guy and they all killed themselves?
Yeah, that's a destructive cult because they kill themselves, right? It was a doomsday and destructive cult.
Okay, that's what I was wondering.
A doomsday cult, we kind of all know, like, apocalyptical, you know, shit's gonna happen, aliens are gonna come, whatever. I think that those ones intrigue me the most.
Yeah.
Because it's like they think that the world's coming to an end. And then like
they have like a group delusion.
Yeah. And then they go, oh shit, the world didn't end. Oh, but the prophet, or you know, I had visions, and so it's gonna end in like 2 years from now. And it's like,
that's exactly
That's exactly that one too, right? And it's, it comes to a point, it's like, do you, like, how do you not know that this leader's like fucking lying? Mm-hmm. I would never be a good cult leader. I definitely would follow into a cult because I'm a terrible fucking liar. I'm a terrible liar. Oh. I'd be the woman that would just make sure everyone's well fed.
Oh God.
Oh, I was like, what is that note? But it was supposed to say doomsday cult believes in apocalypticism. I can't pronounce these words. And predict disaster and those that attempt to destroy the entire universe. So, and then, so that's about it. That's like kind of like, you could deep dive. Like the Manson family was a destructive cult.
Yes, totally.
I actually found his like previous life super fucking intriguing.
Yeah.
Cause he almost became famous, like a famous singer.
Mm-hmm.
And then one of the Beach Boys took his music and stuff like that, which rightfully so, because he fucked them over. But So, a couple Canadian cults that we have are Nexium, like we're talking about, Ant Hill Kids, and Realism, that is partially in Canada, partially, I can't remember what other country. And then Brother 12, which is what I'm going to be talking about. Mm-hmm. That's a BC cult. I didn't know about this one until I was looking up, because I really want to do Canadian stuff and I didn't want to do like any mainstream ones.
Yeah.
And then I found out there's a property on Vancouver Island that used to be a cult colony.
Yeah.
And it's being sold for like almost $3 million. So I was like, wow, interesting. Click.
Crazy.
And yeah, it's not that bad. It's more of a, this is like a spiritualism, political cult.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't get too bad. It's a little mixture of, there's some beatings and shit like that. But so I was trying to find like, not like, because there's a ton, right? There's,
yeah.
So I wanted to find some. And there's something in Edmonton. And then that Saskatchewan one. What is it called? I can't remember what the cult's name is, but this group was, I think it's over now. I think they got split up, but they were in Saskatchewan, in Richmond, Saskatchewan, and they were in this little village, and they were held up in a old school.
Oh.
And, like, this lady was claiming that she's, like, the queen of the world or queen of Canada, and she essentially wanted, it was a political one, she wanted to get rid of all of government and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah. You know what? I think I've seen TikTok videos, like, of stuff recently.
Yeah, so I think the village, the city kicked them out.
Yeah.
Or tried to anyways, so.
Yeah.
But apparently the person that owns the property of
work, I remember seeing, like, protesters there. Okay,
because they were trying to get them out, right? But the person that owns the property of where they were squatting, essentially, let them stay there, so.
Wow.
Crazy. I don't know. I didn't look too much into it because it's still pretty, like, an open case.
Yeah.
So I was like, I'm just going to leave it for now.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so I definitely want to dip into Nexium eventually.
Yeah.
Or just even just talk about it whenever. But any questions?
No, I don't think so.
Sweet. I'll go first because mine's fucking long. But it's pretty not lighthearted. Whoa, it is long. It's like 4 pages. It's like the longest one I've ever done. If anyone has heard of any other cults that are in Canada, let us know. Because that'd be sweet to learn more about that kind of stuff. Because
mm-hmm.
who knows, right, what we're walking amongst. Okay, so this one is called Brother 12 cult. Well, no, the guy's name is Brother 12. The area where they have everything is called the Aquarian Foundation? I'll read it. Anyways.
Okay.
So this guy, his name is Edward Arthur Wilson. We'll either go by him Brother 12 or Wilson. I was born in 1878 and died approximately in November of 1934. They actually don't know when he died because he kind of just blip after 1930 something.
Mm-hmm.
So he was from England. He was a mystic. who in the late 20s founded a spiritual community located just south of the city of Nanaimo on Vancouver Island off the west coast of BC. So while he was traveling through France, he had a vision. He saw before him a Tau, an Egyptian cross. I should have looked up how to pronounce that. It was levitating in the air. Other epiphanies came to Wilson, and he believed that he was being led by a master. The master was the 12th brother of the Great White Lodge, a group of spiritual beings that directed the world from 1927. Oh, that directed the world, sorry. In 1927, at some point, he changes his name to Brother X, or Brother 12, X-1-1. I'm going to kind of be jumbled all over the place because I kind of messed up my notes, but it'll make sense.
Okay.
So in 1927, he established the Aquarian Foundation, and the group's teaching is based off of Sophical Society.
I didn't know. I thought you were trying to say someone's name.
No, I'm like part dyslexia. Like,
Do you mean dyslexic?
Yes. That's what I meant to say.
Oh my God.
I have a little bit. So when my letters get mixed up sometimes and some my numbers. So Theosophical Society, oh my fuck, is the organization body of Theosophy. Why can't I pronounce that? Theosophy? I don't know. It's a new religion movement. It was founded in New York City in 1875. Among its founders were Helena Blavatsky, a Russian mystic and the principal thinker of the movement. I'm not even going to bother saying the word anymore. And Henry Steele Olcott, its first president. It draws upon a wide area of influences among them older European philosophies and movements such as Neoplatonism and occultism. I think it's like the tisms and... As well as parts of Asia religious traditions such as Hinduism, Buddhism, and Islam. I hope that made sense. So it's just like a movement from Europe. Anyways, whatever. So he... he bases his whole... foundation, his whole quote-unquote cult on this society, and then he kind of like expands it a little bit more, and then it gets a little bit weirder. So he published two booklets which gave information to the readers and encouraged readers and followers to donate to his society, which was to be developed in Nanaimo, like I was saying.
Mm-hmm.
The goal was to be self-sufficient from the outside world. He then later acquired additional property in Dekerzy and Valdez. There's not too much information about Valdez, but Dekerzy, you'll see. He has this huge socialite benefactor. Mm. Her name is Mary Connolly, and she donated a huge amount to Wilson. And... also, Wilson had his hands in politics. So apparently he, even though he's from England, resides in Canada, he has his hands. He like supports the Democratic Party in 1928.
Oh, okay.
So he's like all over the place. You good?
Yeah.
Yeah, get cozy. That's all right. It's a nice comfy blanket. Sorry. I feel really stupid for not being able to pronounce everything. I don't think I have to say that word again, so it's all good. In his booklets/manifestos, Wilson wrote about the special work that the masters were performing and pledged that he would construct an ark of refuge where persons could seek spiritual alignment and prepare for the age of Aquarius. In 1926, Wilson ran in occult... So 1926, so this is all... happening in England. So he like goes to Canada with his wife. So he gets married, first of all, and like, I don't know when, has kids. They like travel to Canada. He finds that BC is beautiful. He goes back to England. Oh, and then he travels through France too, obviously. He goes back to England. And then this is where he cooks up more of his foundation.
Okay.
So in 1926, he is in England. He runs through occult circles. He meets Joseph Benner, a literature author, and Benner helped elevate the Aquarian Foundation throughout the U.S. Wilson then sought out land for his colony on Vancouver Island, and he traveled across Canada preaching his word on, oh, I have to say the word again, theosophy, attracting quite a following. So then now he moves to Canada. At this point, I'm pretty sure he ditches his wife. Get the fuck out of here. I'm pretty sure. There wasn't too much information. We do find out that he has mistresses, but
typical.
This is not a very, like, ooh case. It's, like, just, like, oh, this is what happened.
Yeah.
So with all the contributions from his followers and the backers, it says bakers, but I meant to say backers, Wilson had enough money to purchase a huge stretch of land where his patrons were able to build cabins. After the foundation was all set up, Wilson went on a speaking tour throughout U.S. and even set up foundations in California. He attracted some new members, a few with high profile, such as Will Levington Comfort, a well-known writer, and Colson Turnbull, a leading astrologer. These two, along with Brenner and a few others, formed the first board of the Aquarian Foundation. At the height of the foundation, he had a membership of 2,000 people. Yeah. I should have looked up how big the land was that is now being sold. It's fucking huge. I looked at a picture. It's massive. But I should have looked up to see how many acres it was. Excuse me. In three short years, Brother X achieved extraordinary success, rising in prominence as a spiritual leader, even after his boring ass life. That's what I said. It had said, like, in the notes, it was like, even after just like underwhelming life or whatever, like, he's pretty boring. Like,
yeah,
he traveled a little bit. He's a mystic, yeah. And got married and had kids, you know, so boring. Well, it's a coffee maker. But of course, with great success and responsibility comes a great fall. His life began to spiral out of control, especially after having affairs. He was also misusing foundation money, and he was also using his magazine to publish a political agenda.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. Critics and followers said that Wilson claimed that he was a reincarnation of the Egyptian gods Isis and Osiris. Oh my god, which Osiris is the god of like fertility and stuff.
Yeah.
But then Brother 12 rebutted that and said that they misunderstood and that he was just speaking figuratively. So that's when he started to like go a little
nutty.
Yeah. He doesn't, like, again, he doesn't do like a whole lot. The foundation was under investigation due to people claiming that he misused the funds, like I was saying before. Mm-hmm. And the workers, so he had like a whole bunch of workers to help with the land because it was kind of like a homestead. They wanted back pay and they weren't getting paid.
Right.
So eventually the benefactor, Mary Conley, claimed that she gave the money to Wilson for personal use. Mm-hmm. So he can do whatever the fuck he wanted with it. And the court then overturned the case.
Right.
They did more investigation. He gets investigated quite a lot.
Yeah, mostly for money stuff.
Mostly because of the money stuff, which is, to me, is like, that's crazy because in 1926, like how much, or 1930s, like there's not a lot of, you can't really trace a lot of that stuff. So it's a lot of he said, she said. So
yeah,
but it does get a little hairy soon. So this speaks a little bit about black magic. So during some of the investigation, the provincial cabinet began to investigate the Aquarian Foundation. And one court case in particular caught their interest. Former employees were suing for back wages.
Mm-hmm.
It was during this trial that some truly outlandish and inexplicable, I can say that fucking word, but I can't say anything else. God, behavior took place. An otherwise healthy witness suddenly collapsed as he was about to testify. The judge lost his ability to speak and could only growl like a dog. and the lawyer for the plaintiffs became debilitated and could not recall what he was trying to say to the court. The judge was then forced to dismiss this case, and many people felt Brother X had used black magic.
Damn.
Because he was part of the occult, he's a mystic, you know, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Okay, now we're going to get into one of his mistresses.
Okay.
So, he, like, dumped his wife a while ago. He had one mistress, got rid of her, and then started a new relationship with a married woman. She was still married. Her name is Mabel. I wasn't even going to try to pronounce her last fucking name. And then she later changed her name to Madame Zed or Z. So Mary Connolly, the benefactor, bought up more land on De Kersey, and Wilson built a house for him and Madame Z. Madame Z then took it upon herself to become the enforcer of the foundation. During this time, Wilson also became more paranoid and dictatorial. He's a dictator. He was being an asshole. he was so paranoid because he had so much money from all these people that were giving him money.
Right.
So he had this fortune of gold that he was trying to hide and, you know, not have people know about it because he was misusing the funds.
Yeah.
So he became weird about it. Again, it didn't give me too much information, but his mistress, Madame Zed, was known to abruptly relocate residents to different properties as she saw fit. So she split up families. She forced many into hard labor and reportedly carried a long horsewhip on her person. Much of her behavior was considered abusive, but many residents remained because of the unwavering faith in Brother X's cause. Mm. Which we don't know too much about his cause, but yeah. She would, like I said, beat the workers, and then she would give these workers and followers tasks to see if they could test their faith and their spirituality.
Right.
This one guy, one dude, was being held in a cell in Valdez, and he escaped, rode a boat to Nanaimo. He reported the incident to RCMP, but essentially they didn't really take action. They showed up, but there was nothing that they could really do.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's where it kind of gets a little bit more hairy too, because like more people are coming forward with information about being, you know, beaten and money not coming back to them, all that stuff. So
yeah.
It gets a little bit more dicey. As conditions deteriorated, Brother 12's core group of disciples revolted and filed legal actions against him to recover money that contributed to his work. In a violent reaction, he destroyed the colony, smashed the buildings and farm equipment, and lit shit on fire. And he escaped on his sailboat.
Damn.
Instead of facing fucking court. So him and his mistress.
Jeez.
And then they don't know where they went. So this is in like 1930 or 32.
Mm-hmm.
I think. Yeah. 32, I think this is what happened. That's when he went crazy and burnt all his shit. He took all the gold with him, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And so they don't know where he went. They went, but he ended up in Switzerland in 1935. No, pardon me. He ended up in Switzerland at some point because he had died in 1934 in Switzerland.
Mm, okay.
So they don't know what happened between the time that he escaped to his death. Jeez. There's like no traces. And then like, I think a few people stayed in the colony, but they all were like, fuck this, and left.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's it. I mean, it's not a crazy, not a crazy case or anything like that. Nothing too crazy, but
yeah.
I just wanted to do, and I thought it was interesting because it was on Vancouver Island, so I was like, that's cool. I wanted to do something BC, and I didn't want to do like the Anthill Kids or the Solar Temple, because those are just so, and I would just get into rabbit holes.
Yeah.
This one, I like kept searching. I was like, okay, I'm not in a rabbit hole anymore. Like, it was just like the same information.
Mm-hmm.
So I got some of it from Wiki and then one of them from another website that had more information, a little bit more details. So
yeah,
but
it just goes to show, like, you know, the cults can be damaging in a way that's not physical always or anything, right? Like
exactly.
Fraud and politics, that kind of stuff, it can be damaging in a lot of ways to a lot of people,
Even if
it doesn't seem as harsh.
But I agree. And I wanted to know what he did for the Democratic Party, but I think he just gave them money, essentially.
Probably,
and it was for like it was to give it to not the president himself or the person running for it, was to give it to like the vice president. I don't know. It was like meh.
Yeah.
Didn't really matter for our podcast research.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, excuse me. I hope I didn't screw the pooch on that one too much.
No, I still followed it.
Yeah.
You're
good. It was pretty good. It was like I said, it wasn't a dicey case or anything. Just interesting.
Yeah.
And like most people probably followed him because he was charismatic and probably toted around his wife and kids for a little bit. And like, I'm a family man and fuck you. Oh, ouch. Okay.
Okay. Just give me one sec here.
Yeah.
Okay. So I did my research on the Ant Hill Kids, mm-hmm. like you kind of talked about.
I didn't mean to spoil.
You didn't spoil.
Okay, good.
That wasn't recording.
Oh, okay.
When you said what you said.
Oh, okay. Okay. Sorry.
I paused it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I didn't... well, actually... I was like, I didn't go too deep, but...
That's a fucked up case, though.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I'm just...
Or case cult,
scraping the surface of just the very basic stuff that you can just find on the internet without diving too deep.
Is there survivors?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
That's good. I'm glad to hear that.
I didn't look into how many or what they were up to now or anything. But yeah, they would be pretty old now.
Yeah, because this happened.
Well, the kids, no, but
because like, this happened, they wouldn't like be the too 70s, old, right?
Yeah. Yeah. 70s, and then I've got when.
Oh, he's such a piece of shit. Sorry.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Ended around. Well, we'll get into it. So,
yeah.
Anyway. excuse my pronunciation of buddy guy's last name because I can't do the French shit.
Yeah.
I'm terrible.
No, that's fair.
With it.
That's fair.
Okay, so the leader's name is Rock Theriault.
Okay.
I don't know. Have you ever heard it?
I can't remember.
No, I'm going to go with Theriault.
Okay.
And he was born on May 16th, 1947 in Quebec. So he had dropped out of school to study the New Testament and then join the Seventh-day Adventist Church. And I know kind of what all of these different branches of
there's so
Christianity
much.
And shit are, but I just wrote down a little note here. So it's an Adventist Protestant Christian denomination distinguished by its observance of Saturday, which is the seventh day of the week in Christian and Hebrew calendars, and it's observed as the Sabbath or like set day of worship.
Mm-hmm.
And it says its emphasis is on the imminent second coming of Jesus Christ, and it's annihilationist soteriology. I think that's how that's said, which is like, it's like how they believe, like, salvation will...
It's like, save you?
Yeah, so basically, like, it says, like, after the last judgment, all damned humans, fallen angels, Satan, etc., will be destroyed or extinguished rather than suffer in hell.
Oh,
so okay. It kind of, yeah.
That's morbid.
Yeah, fun and fresh. So,
oh, God.
In general, like, they had believed in, like, not using tobacco, alcohol...
Mm-hmm.
Eating healthy, that kind of thing. And while he was at the church, Rock would plan seminars for the church, and he had gotten together a small group of people who eventually began kind of following his lead.
Yeah.
He eventually convinced them all to quit their jobs and join his own commune in 1977. And I have this kind of in a weird spot in my notes.
That's okay.
He eventually called it the Ant Hill Kids, like when they had moved places, because of how hard ants work, essentially.
like, that's why he named it that.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So I kind of have that in a weird spot because I don't think that's what they named it in the first place. Yeah. Like, I think it was just its own thing. And mm-hmm. eventually, like, when it became more people and et cetera, you know,
they took a name to it.
But So he had actually taken on the name Moses after he established his commune. And him and his followers were eventually kicked out of the church because of their extreme views.
Okay.
So... when the commune began, it was sin-free and, you know, all things went well for a while. They had extreme views but still kind of followed the basis of, like, the church.
Okay.
However, eventually, like, all members were prohibited from contacting their family, the church, mm-hmm. et cetera.
Isolation is a huge... I don't mean to cut you off. No, that's fine. I totally, like, brain farted to put down, like, the characteristics of... what most cult leaders are and what they do. Mm-hmm. And so, like, being charismatic and, like, essentially they're just, like, super nice to you at first. And then, like, part of it is, like, isolation and taking your money.
Yeah.
And then it gets really, really bad.
Yeah.
So, yeah, sorry.
That power and control.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he ended up keeping several wives for himself after being kicked from the church. And he also had several concubines. So it's basically just a woman that, you know, still, like, lives with a man, yada, yada, but, like, a lower status than a wife, basically. So
just like a mistress,
same
right?
fucking thing. Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, can you really have a mistress when you have multiple wives?
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. I don't think
because they were all, like, well aware that they were, like, all sleeping together. Oh, that's a strange noise.
Oh, they're working on the roof. Oh, holy fuck. I was just like, do I want to go back there?
That was creepy as hell.
Yeah, they're working on the roof. That oh my God, that's in the funny. That, I promise this place is not haunted. Jesus Christ. I was like, that's not my coffee maker.
It's funny that that was the first time we really heard it.
Hey, just edit all this part out. is concubine politically correct now, though?
I don't know.
Like... because, like, that just sounds, like, so, like, old Western.
I don't know what else you would call it, though.
Yeah.
It's just, yeah, like, when you look it up. Girlfriend? It's just, like, in polygamous societies. Yeah, so pretty much.
Okay, okay.
But a woman who lives with a man but has a lower status than his wife or wives.
Huh.
So,
interesting.
Yeah, I mean, it looks like it's a thing in, like, Judaism. Polygamy, that kind of stuff. So,
oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Interesting.
Yeah. So, you know, as most cults go, starts out good and mm-hmm. time goes on and he became more strict and he wouldn't allow other members to even speak to each other unless he was present.
Yep.
And as time went on again, he also developed a severe drinking problem, even though the cult was against this.
Yeah.
But
the cult leader can do whatever the fuck he wants, but no one else can.
The
prophet is telling him it's okay for him to do it, but not everybody else. So hypocritical. Yeah. I fucking hate it. Okay.
Yeah. So this is where, like, the real, like, mm-hmm. this is where shit gets bad.
Yeah.
Like, his drinking just set things into overdrive as if it wasn't, like, bad enough already.
I have a question. Sorry. How many kids did he father?
I will let you know.
Okay, cool.
Because
he does a... Yeah. Blech. Sorry.
Yeah, I know.
It's gross. I was going to say you'd have to be really fucking desperate to climb on top of that, but they probably had no fucking choice.
No. And, yeah, when you're so brainwashed like
that. I agree. Okay.
So he had begun spying on his followers as well if he thought that they weren't dedicated enough to his cause, and he would claim that God told him what they've done if they acted against, you know, the rules of the cult.
Yeah.
So if a member decided that they wanted to leave or to go back home, he would hit them with belts or hammers. He had even hung them. Oh, I should have given a big trigger warning.
Okay. Oops. Okay, guys, trigger warning for domestic violence and
gross, terrible things.
And we probably should at the top of every episode, especially if it's this bad.
Yeah.
Viewer
yours wasn't bad.
No, but viewer discretion is advised. if you're listening and you're under the age of 13, please don't.
Okay. I would say even over that.
Well,
yeah,
I don't know. Most podcasts say, just because I guess they're teenagers, beware.
Yeah.
Anyways, okay.
Okay, yeah. So anyway, if you can't, if you're squeamish, if you can't handle, like you said, domestic violence, gore, that kind of thing,
skip ahead.
Click off now.
Yeah.
Go to when we do a quiz later.
Yeah, I was going
to
say skip ahead till the last like 2-3 minutes, 5 minutes of our episode. We'll have a quiz.
Yeah. Okay. Awesome. So my apologies. If a member decided that they wanted to leave or go back home, Rock would hit them with belts or hammers. He had even hung some of them up from the ceiling and would pluck single hairs from their bodies until they were completely hairless as a method of torture. He would also defecate on them for wanting to leave as well. He had claimed that God had told him that the world was going to end in February of 1979. So he had taken all of the members into the wilderness on a mountainside in... Once again, this is a French name. I apologize. Saint Hoax? Now when you Google that name, so this is in Quebec. It's just called Hope, Quebec.
Oh. Okay.
So that must just be the French name of it. Yeah. But it's near the St. Lawrence River. And he had believed that this is where they would be safe from the end of the world. However, of course, the world did not end, and he had told his followers that it was because God's time and Earth's time was not parallel. And so everyone just decided to stay.
In the mountains?
Yep.
Oh, God. Okay.
Yeah. So eventually, followers were made to wear identical tunics to represent their devotion and promote equality. The commune had supported themselves by selling baked goods, but those who didn't bring in enough money were punished. He eventually had 26 children with 9 of his wives, whom he would then abuse sexually and otherwise. When he was angry, he had begun performing surgeries. Yeah. I use this in air quotes for those of you who cannot see. And would use any supplies that he could find to perform these surgeries. Many of his followers lost teeth, toes, and full limbs.
Didn't he also, like, oh, shit. What is it called? Circumcise adults and shit? Okay.
Yeah. So, he had done this also to, like, obviously because he's manic and angry.
Yeah.
But also to prove that he was a holy being with, like, healing powers.
Yeah, because he wanted to try to heal them, and then it would never work.
Yeah. So some surgeries included injecting a 94% ethanol solution into people's stomachs or performing circumcisions on children and adults of the group. And I believe, I can't remember if I put it down below. I don't think so. I believe one child had died from a failed circumcision. Yeah.
That breaks my heart.
Mm-hmm. So he would make his followers break their legs with sledgehammers, shoot each other in the shoulders, and make them eat each other's feces. He would nail children to trees and have the other children throw rocks at them. This is usually like when he's decided that they've been misbehaving some way, somehow.
Yeah.
But
so just
there could be some things with that.
Yeah. He's so fucking disgusting.
Yeah.
Ugh.
He had burned people by making them sit on hot stoves. When one follower had complained of stomach pain, he had tied her to a table and repeatedly punched her in the stomach, and then used an enema filled with olive oil and molasses. And then he cut open her abdomen and ripped out part of her intestines with his hands, all without any anesthetic, because they don't have anything. And he's fucking insane.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah. So he had made another member, Gabrielle Lavallee, again, sorry if I pronounce her last name wrong, stitch this woman up using a needle and thread, and then had other women shove a tube down her throat and blow through it. She had died the next day from the damage inflicted, and then claiming to have the power of resurrection, he had his followers saw off the cap of her skull, and he ejaculated it into her brain. She, of course,
still dead.
Yep. Yeah, because they bury her and then
they do. Yeah.
And then claim that she's gonna come alive, and she never does.
Yeah. Oh. So one of his wives had actually left her child outside in a blizzard, purely to prevent any further abuse from him. But unfortunately, that child died.
Good Lord. I mean,
yeah. I mean, honestly, I'd rather die from a blizzard.
Yeah.
Quite frankly.
Yeah.
I think it's just, you know, you're in that position where it's like, what would you rather
do? Yeah.
Fuck. You know, like,
just,
you only have so many choices.
I always just think about, like, I know, like, you're trying to leave a abusive relationship and it's like real, it can get real dicey. It can get real bad. Dicey is my new word, apparently. But it can get real bad right before you leave, and worse things could happen if you get caught. Mm-hmm. And I'm always like, oh, why don't they just fucking leave? But then if they try to leave, it might not be him that goes after them. It's probably the other members, right? So it's like, so, fuck.
Again, just, I didn't do too big of a deep dive, but it really, and I'll kind of touch on someone who had left. But it really didn't seem like anybody had, like, gone after them.
Okay, that's good.
So, you know, I think, again, you're just so brainwashed that. Yeah. Anyway, we'll talk about this in a second.
But. You should look into the Jonestown.
Oh, yeah.
When some of the followers try to leave.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a... I'm glad he's dead. I'm not glad that those 900 people are dead.
Yeah.
I'm glad he's dead because he's a... Fuck.
Yeah, that's one of the ones that I think first kind of got me into, like, learning about some cults and stuff. Yeah. It was one of the first ones that I, like, knew about.
I listened to one podcast, and she does a few episodes. I can't remember the name of the podcast, but she does a few episodes of some Jonestown survivors.
Oh, yeah.
And they missed the drinking of the Kool-Aid or the juice or whatever I don't know if it was like a week or a few months or something, but they missed it. They're like, holy shit. I think, unfortunately, the mom was still there, but the dad and the boy, and I think his sister, escaped.
Yeah.
They fucking go. I don't know how. I like was listening to it at work and I started crying. I was like, I can't do it. Like, those are just so, and like, even like this podcast, like, or not this podcast, this cult, when people talk about it, I skip forward because I just know how bad. I listen to it once and I'm like, I'm good. Anyways, keep going.
Yeah. So in 1987, social workers had actually removed 17 of the children from the commune, yet Rock faced like nothing. No repercussions, which is mad to me. Like, I don't get it.
Yeah. I know.
That just makes sense. No fucking sense, but.
The system is corrupt for sure.
Yeah. And I mean, back then, like, So, he had attempted to backtrack the original religious mission of the commune, beginning to strongly believe in purifying his followers and ridding them of their sins through abusive purification sessions where the members would be completely nude as he whipped and beat them. And then Gabrielle, who we had spoken about just
the one prior. That stitched up that one lady.
Yeah. She had underwent harsh treatment at this commune, and she had suffered welding torch burns to her genitals, a hypodermic needle breaking off in her back, 8 of her teeth being forcibly removed. And she had attempted to escape the commune after Rock cut off parts of her breast and smashed her head in with the blunt side of an axe.
Yeah.
However, she ended up coming back.
She goes back like 3 times, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So when she had returned, he removed one of her fingers with wire cutters and pinned her hand to a wooden table with a hunting knife, and then used a cleaver to amputate her arm.
Yep.
And this finally made her leave for good. She contacted authorities. And in 1989, Rock was arrested and sentenced to life in prison. However, sounds like multiple cult members still stayed loyal to him.
Yeah.
And then in 2011, his cellmate stabbed him to death.
Good.
Thank God. So, yeah.
That's a little, that took long enough.
Yeah. No kidding.
Is this cult still around?
I don't Like, I don't think so.
That's good. Because I know, like, after some leaders go to jail, like, their followers just, they still stick around. They get a second leader until the leader can come out of jail, if they ever do. Probably would never do. And then they just continue on. And sometimes the disciples disperse and stuff like that.
Yeah, no. That's what I thought. I just wanted to double check because I didn't write it down. But yeah, no, it's pretty much dissolved after that. So, yeah, it just, it's crazy how abusive it can get. And you still can't find it in yourself to leave.
Yeah.
Like, that's how much of a strong manipulator he clearly was. Like, he was with them long enough and clearly built up enough of a relationship with them to the point that, you know, they felt purely, like, loyal to him.
Even after all that abuse and watching kids die and other human beings die. Ugh, it's just so, it drives me crazy. And then the fact that they took those 17 kids and they're like, meh.
Yeah.
What happened to the other 10 kids? Well, two of them die, so.
Yeah.
So 8 kids. What happens? Are they just too old?
There might be more that have died. I'm not.
Yeah, there probably was. I think there was, yeah.
But, again, I didn't.
Yeah.
Even though, like, I mostly didn't do a deep dive because of time constraints.
Yeah.
I really didn't want to do it anyway.
That was one of the ones I was like, I'm not going to touch. Do you want to touch base on the Solar Temple?
Yeah.
Because it's based out of, part of it's out of Canada and part of it's out of France. And that one's a messed up one too.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one's crazy. I think it's in Montreal as well. So
that would make sense.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure part of France, part of Montreal. And that, I can't remember when that happens, but that's a huge one too. I'm like, I don't want to, I'll do something smaller and easier.
Yeah, exactly.
Because we could do a whole episode on it.
Yeah, I'm sure we will eventually.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We'll have to start doing some deeper dives into things and just doing one story between the two of
us. Yeah, we could definitely do that, because it'll be good.
Because there's some stuff that, God, you could just talk about forever.
Yeah, there's some stuff like I think we touched base on our first episode, like, we don't want to do, Ted Bundy, and we don't want to do Gacy or, I can't remember the other ones, but I know we want to touch base on, I wouldn't mind talking about...
There's some big cases that are Canadian or, you know, big cases that you don't see 5 million documentaries on. Yeah. And, you know, like.
I do want to do Highway of Tears, of course.
Yeah.
And Robert Picton again. Yeah. Not again, but, you know, because that was such a huge case. And we should talk about the victims.
Yeah.
But I like the Canadian. It's hard because I don't know, like, trying to search for, like, cults that are in Canada. I know there's a shit ton.
Yeah.
It's so difficult, but I could type in cults, like, in the U.S. and boom, a fucking list. Oh, do you have a list of Canadian cults?
I just had a list of cults.
Oh, do you have a list of cults? Let's hear them.
Okay, so obviously Nexium was on there.
Mm-hmm.
A few of these, actually, like, looking through it, I hadn't heard of it.
Okay.
So this is just a list, it says, of the scariest cult stories of all time. Angel's Landing.
Okay.
Have you heard of that?
If you have a synopsis of it, I might have. It sounds familiar.
So it is the name of the 20-acre compound outside of Wichita, Kansas, where Lou Castro and a small group of people lived in an inexplicably extravagant life in the early 2000s. So his followers were convinced that he was an angel and a seer who could look into the future and know when you were going to die.
I think I've heard this one, but not too much.
So local law enforcement took an interest when one of his members tragically turned up dead on the compound. And then when her husband died in a freak accident in 2006, a local detective dove into all of the personal and financial information he could find. For all the people that were living at Angel's Landing.
Mm-hmm.
And he found that there were expensive life insurance policies taken out on all of the followers. And Castro cashed in by members when someone in the makeshift family accidentally died.
I think I briefly remember this one, yeah.
Okay, so that was one.
Okay.
Children of God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That one's based in California, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'll give another little synopsis here for the folks at home. Initially called Teens for Christ. That's actually interesting. I didn't know that. Sounds like a... like a magazine.
Yeah, magazine. Like a dating site.
Teens for Christ. It was founded in 1968 by David Berg in Huntington Beach, California. It had attracted young runaways and hippies, and he preached a kind of worship that combined the ways of Jesus Christ and the free love movement in the 60s. There were eventually around 15,000 people across the world. Mm-hmm. And none of them went to school or work, and they didn't believe in the nuclear family, so children were grouped together and lived separately from their parents.
Yeah.
In the 70s, it became notorious for the sexual practices that one of Berg's own daughters later described as religious prostitution. And Berg coined the term flirty fishing, a sexual practice in which women would allegedly have sex with men to bring them into the cult. He promoted and encouraged the sexualization of the children within the community, and he manipulated the Children of God community with his sadistic practices. Members started leaving the community, including families of actors Joaquin Phoenix and Rose McGowan. Yep. Both grew up in Children of God communes.
Yep, I do remember listening to some of that. Like, there's a, and who was it? Was it Winona? Was also in a cult growing up?
Oh, really?
Was it her or was it somebody else I'm thinking of? I'm pretty sure it was Winona.
Huh.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, yeah.
Church of the Lamb of God?
Oh, I don't know if I know that one.
It's dubbed by the media as Mormon Manson. It started by Ervil LeBaron in Chihuahua, Mexico, after he clashed and left his brother Joel's sect. He convinced his followers that he received direct instructions from God, which included using an abandoned Mormon doctrine, blood atonement, that allows the killing of sinners to cleanse them of evil. He had 51 children with 13 different wives. I haven't heard this one either.
No, we should read this one.
And over two decades, amassed hundreds of followers who allegedly murdered more than 20 people on his behalf.
Oh, wow.
The Manson family, I don't think we need to touch on that.
Yeah.
the People's Temple,
yeah,
obviously. Heaven's Gate. So
yeah.
You know about
that? I know that one,
okay.
Yeah.
Those are obviously the really big ones.
Yeah.
Branch Davidians.
Yeah. I know that one. I think is some of it's based in Canada as well.
Yeah.
I like the word Davidian. I know that's stupid, but I like that.
Yeah.
You can touch base on that one if you want. It's been a while.
Yeah. Okay. So they had broken off from the Davidian Seventh-day Adventists in 1955, but didn't make headlines until Waco. And that was in 1993.
Oh.
It's funny, actually. I was just watching Criminal Minds last night, and I got to the episode in, like, season 3 or 4 where they are sieging another ranch or whatever.
Oh,
okay. And two of them, like, go in, I suppose, like, undercover as, like, child protective services kind of people or whatever. And then local police, like, make a raid on the same day, and then they start talking about Waco and shit. And
yeah, Waco is a huge. Is this Waco? No.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, yeah.
Oh, Branch of Indians is.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that was my boyfriend and I talk about that one often because, it's very controversial and like shit. It shouldn't have gone down the way it went down.
No.
That's all I know.
I know there's a bunch. That's the gist of what they talk about in the episode too.
Yeah, and like it could have gone better, obviously.
Yeah.
There's a bunch of documentaries on it too.
Oh, which
I wouldn't
mind
watching. So okay.
This one is actually starts in India.
Oops.
Looks like the Rajneesh movement.
Okay.
Controversial Indian guru Bhagwan Sri Rajneesh His rise to fame began in 1960s when he traveled through India speaking out against socialism and the orthodoxy of mainstream religions. He also advocated for a more open attitude towards sexuality, earning his reputation as the sex guru. By 1981, Rajneesh decided to refocus his efforts in the U.S. and opened a facility known as Rajneeshpuram in Wasco County, Oregon, causing a huge conflict with locals.
I think I remember that there's a documentary about this one, too. He was like a yoga practitioner as well, right? Or a yoga instructor. Or no?
It doesn't look like it. Says what followed was a series of legal battles concerning the ashram's construction, as well as a series of serious crimes committed by the followers of the movement, including a mass food poisoning attack with salmonella bacteria.
Oh.
And this was known as the first, or sorry, this was the first known bioterrorism attack in the history of the U.S. Oh. And it was an attempt to assassinate U.S. Attorney Charles H. Turner.
Oh, yeah. We should do that one. I don't think I've heard this one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, shit, there's a whole bunch.
There's a whole bunch.
Yeah, so, anyway.
Yeah, those are the biggest ones so far.
Yeah, there's a lot. Excuse me. A lot.
Oh, my.
Yeah, and your solar temple one's on here.
Yeah, the solar temple.
Crazy.
Yeah, there's a bunch. And like I said earlier, like, the Freemasonry and Illuminati is, like, intertwined with conspiracy and with cults and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But we don't hear a lot of that stuff because, you know.
Yeah.
It's under wraps, I suppose.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Anyways.
Yeah.
Good stories. Good information.
Yeah. Well, not good stories.
I know, but you did well. You do well. I totally meant to, like I said, deep dive into, like, what makes a cult leader and all that stuff. And I totally forgot. I was more into, like, getting that story and apparently not learning how to say that word. Okay, you want to move on to something happier? We didn't pick a game out, so we'll pick a game out.
I sent you a quiz.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, find out which cult would be the most susceptible to joining.
Oh, good Lord. Oh, okay. Oh, gosh. Okay. That's funny.
First question is terrible.
Oh, my God. BuzzFeed.
Oh. The hell, BuzzFeed? Okay. They have a quiz for everything.
They do, yeah. I just think it's, like, just outrageous.
Oh, God. Okay. Do you want to read the first question? Okay.
I'll read it. Right. Finish the sentence. Don't drink the blank. Kool-Aid, tap water in Tucson, last Mountain Dew, or expired milk?
I'm going last Mountain Dew.
Obviously, the that's Kool-Aid. That's fucking rude. You know, don't drink the Kool-Aid. But I'm going to say expired milk because that's nasty.
Yeah, that is nasty.
Go ahead.
Okay. How attached are you to your family? Like them, love them. I could take it or leave it, TBH. I'd pay to never see them again.
Obviously, love them.
Of course, love them.
Oh my gosh.
Oh boy.
That guy's beard is
crazy. I wish you guys could see these photos.
What are your thoughts on guys with crazy facial hair? This one's so funny. He's got like a mustache, two mustaches. No, his goatee is like.
I don't think there's any way you could accurately describe this.
I don't even know. It's fucked. It's kind of creepy. Okay, so the crazier the better. It's all I think about. I draw the line of goatees. And sorry, Charlie.
It's a picture of a guy shaving his face. Yeah. So I'm going to go, I draw the line at goatees.
What are your thoughts on guys with crazy facial hair? I draw the lines of goatee. Except this guy's goatee is disgusting, but like my boyfriend has a nice facial hair.
I like facial hair. Don't get me wrong, like nice like little curly mustache or something is cool, but like
that crazy one.
I wouldn't say it's all I think about.
Yeah, no. All right.
Okay, is it weird if you and all your friends wear the same shoes? Absolutely. I see no problem. It's only weird if you make it weird. And are they Heelys?
It's only weird if you make it weird.
I would agree, but I've got to go with are they Heelys?
Oh, God. Why do I always get the weirdest ones? Okay, it says, are you a cop? And it's Fry from Futurama, that meme.
With the squinty eyes.
With the squinty eyes. So it goes, no, and it's like a portrait. And it goes, who's asking? And a little closer. You have to tell us if you're a cop, and it's like even closer to the eyes. No, but for real, you have to tell us if you're a cop, and it's like right on his eyes. So it's a little squinty little eyes.
No, but for real, you have to tell us you're a cop.
I'll probably say, who's asking? That's probably me. Who's asking?
Mine will. Oh, there we go. I was going to say, well, let me click it.
Are you doing the no, but for real?
Yeah.
Okay.
What is the first rule of cult club with a K on the cult? Seems weird. You tell everybody about cult club. Have fun and try your best. Seriously, hands off the Mountain Dews in the communal fridge. Never question the wise leader.
Oh my God. Okay.
Hands off the Mountain Dew.
Hands off the Mountain Dew, boo.
What are you picking?
I chose that one too because it's funny. Are you more into weird religious cults or freaky sex cults? Freaky sex cult. No, I'm just kidding. It says, go with God. Freak in the sheets. That's like asking me to pick a favorite child. And why not both?
Sorry, I'm not religious, so I guess I'm going with freak in the sheets.
Bum, 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 bum. I'm just going to say, go with God. Because, like, freaky sex cults, like, that's... I don't know. Wait. Any, meeny, miny, moe, catch a tiger. why not both? Give us all your money.
Give us all your money. Yes, 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 also yes.
Oh my God.
I'll go with the yes in the top right corner.
I went with the yes in the top left corner.
Okay.
Do you believe in aliens? Sure. Don't be ridiculous, of course. No, but I'll probably pay money until I do. I am aliens. Sure. Why not? I'm just going to pick that one.
I'm going, don't be ridiculous. Of course. How susceptible are you to the influence of others? Not very. Okay, maybe a little. Extremely. Or I'll answer however you want.
I'm going to say, okay, maybe a little.
I have to agree with that.
Oh,
man.
What?
The worst one.
Which one?
You're a perfect fit to lead an MLM. God damn it.
That's funny. You're perfect fit for Steve Aoki's cult.
Steve Aoki has a cult?
I don't know.
What?
I'm going to read it. It says, congratulations. You've been pre-approved to join Steve Aoki and Grandson's cult. We think you're going to love your new friends. You'll fit right in and never want to leave. Also, Steve locked the door and Grandson threw away the key, so you can't leave even if you want. I don't know if that means because of his music. Like, I actually don't mind some of his music, but...
That's so confusing.
Yeah, I...
Wow.
Maybe it's just, like, his cult of music. Maybe I'm not... Like, maybe it's, like, the fan-based cult, you know what I mean? Maybe it's not, like, a cult. It's just, like, you super like him. You know,
fuck, I don't know.
I don't think I'm cult material.
Well, apparently I'm MLM material. Fuck me.
How many MLMs have you ever like done?
None.
Oh, I've done two. Oh. No, I've done one. No, I've done two. Did I do two?
Isn't like Tupperware a thing?
Like not like gone and done a party, but like sold it.
Oh, no, none.
Oh, I've done. Did I do two or did I do one? I know I did like passion parties.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think if I did Mary Kay. No, I didn't do Mary Kay. No, just one. I almost did Scentsy.
Oh, I think... Okay, so I've... Okay, I guess we haven't bought, but, like, we have been given Epicure.
Oh, yeah. I like Epicure stuff.
Yeah. But Parker loves the, like, sea salt, like the herb and garlic sea salt.
Yeah, I like their garlic stuff. I buy their stuff. Like, I give people money. But I don't sell it to people. I won't do that ever again.
I won't ever do that.
Don't do it.
But, yeah, besides that, I can't even think of anything else I've bought. I think
I haven't bought Scentsy, but again, we've been given Scentsy. Yeah,
I like Scentsy stuff.
Things like that.
Yeah. Whatever, I just don't think I could spend, you know, $400. Yeah. Oh, I've bought
Color Street.
What's that?
It's just like the
oh, the nails,
like
stuff?
The sticker nails. Yeah.
Oh, okay, neat.
They actually work pretty good.
I should actually look into that one for my nails because I like getting my nails did.
Mm-hmm. Let me know.
Yeah.
You got a hookup?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Okay. Cool.
It's not me, but
I know. You're like, just kidding. Yeah, no, I will never do MLM again.
Yeah.
But some people it works for them. I just don't want to. Nope.
Yeah.
I just don't. I'm not going to spend $400 or $500 on a kit to show people stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's funny that that's what it gave me because, like, I don't have the fucking energy.
Yeah.
That's so or funny. The money or.
That's so funny.
Anything to do that.
That's all right.
Yeah.
I didn't either. I did it for a bit and then it was fun.
Yeah.
But then I was like, God. Wasn't making. Honestly, they're like, oh, you're going to make so much money.
Jesus.
Do you? No. Yeah. Like, I did, like, I remember I would work my full time job, 8-hour day, go home and nap, go to parties, like, host, like, be the person and sell like $300-$400 worth, but like you only get like 10-15% of that.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that I just spent on fucking gas.
Yeah.
So to have to, I did like three back to back in like a weekend. I was, yeah, like, oh, I made $200.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, well, thanks.
Thanks
was
for
fun.
Listening, guys. Yeah. If you have any cults that you want us to talk about, let us know, because I would like to do like some episodes where we do the same one and we just talk about one big,
do one big
episode on, because there's so many.
Yeah.
Yeah. So thanks guys for listening.
Thank you.
Thank you to Caleb Rabbit Soup our intro outro music. We're so excited about that.
Thank you.
Thank you to Matt in Berlin at Expression North for all of your help, technical and otherwise.
Yeah.
And the equipment, of course. And thank you, Kurt, for editing some episodes for us.
Boop, boop.
And yeah, you can follow us on Instagram at Sinister and Sickening. Our Facebook is the Sinister and Sickening Podcast.
Send us a motherfucking email.
Nah, no one's gonna send us an email.
No one will.
I'm giving up on that.
Well, just in case you want to, it's the sinisterandsickening@gmail.com. Yeah, that's it. I think that's all. Have a wonderful few weeks, and we'll be back to do another episode. And let us know what you guys think. Oh, please write and review, because that would be dope.
Yeah.
That would be awesome. So
don't give us a 1-star.
No,
that'd
if you
be
do,
really sad.
If you do, just pretend that it's a 5-star and just be like, yeah, they deserve a 5-star. Well, thank you. Toodles.
That's it. That's all.
Bye.